Welcome into DC On Screen episode 308. This is our recap, spoiler-filled recap of Supergirl 210, We Can Be Heroes. To recap, Mon-El seems to be ready for battle and Wynn needs some sleep. After Livewire appears to be broken out of jail, Kara and Mon-El head out to track her down. Mon-El screws up guarding some civilians and Guardian has to put his neck out to save a bystander. He gets himself knocked out in the process and Kara learns that Guardian is James Olsen. This goes over poorly and Kara swears she'll stop him from risking his life. He essentially tells her good luck with that, because he's got some big old balls. Mm-hmm. It turns out that Livewire is abducted and not rescued, though. And when Wynn tracks her location, he lies to Hank and Supergirl and secretly feeds the location to James in an attempt to prove their worth to Supergirl. Mon-El overhears the location and their plan, so he shows up to help. Not realizing what they were in for, the scientist gets the drop on Guardian and Mon-El, and they get themselves captured, forcing Wynn to come clean to Supergirl. She shows up, releases everyone, and forms a temporary alliance with Livewire to stop the scientist. After deciding not to just kill the doc, Supergirl even agrees to let Livewire have a running start before tracking her down again, just in case she's decided not to be a villain anymore. Even after fighting side by side, though, in the aftermath, Kara just can't agree to support James and Wynn's vigilanteism, and the three of them agree to work separately. Meanwhile, Hank has to save Magan's life after she appears to collapse in her cell. After much reluctance, he mind melds with her, and talks her out of her guilt, which stops her mind from shutting itself down. The two reemerge as friends, and she warns Hank that she didn't just collapse. In fact, it was a psychic attack that shut her down, and the White Martians are coming. Also, Mon-El tells Kara how he feels and gets shut down hard.
I've got a winner and a loser for this episode, which, by the way, strong.
Okay. Pretty strong, yeah.
Loser, Livewire. Better this time, but she's still just a little over the top. And like her monologue, her little monologue was a little too much for me. But she did get better by the end of the episode, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, I think, a vast improvement from last time when she was just, you know, 300% ham. But
right,
yeah, dude, winner of this episode for me, Mon-El. They have made him mildly hilarious. I keep chuckling the entire time he's on screen. I mean, he's not like a breakout slap your knees character, but they've gotten his dialogue to a point where he is just consistently a little funny.
Well, they did a thing at the very beginning when they're training, and she says, "Are you ready?" And he says, "I was born ready." And I firmly am in the camp that believes "I was born ready" should be stricken from fiction from here on. Like,
it should go to trope hell. Where it'll die.
I don't ever need to hear "I was born ready" ever again.
Unless you're making fun of it.
Yeah, unless it's like, you know, you're talking to Red Tornado, and he was like, "Are you ready?" And he was like, "I was born red."
Oh, good, good. Are you talking about Connor Kent? Like, "I was born ready." No, you were cloned ready. Oh.
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
You can live with that one. But yeah, like Mon-El the entire episode, just like early on, mistakes were made, but fewest cardboard fatalities yet.
Mm-hmm.
I thought James was a professionally handsome desk person.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a great one for sure.
Later, he's talking to Livewire, "Your cosplay sucks." It just, the way he says, like, that's not nice.
Yeah.
Still got me.
Yeah.
They've got a great tone with him right now. I'm really appreciating it.
Yeah. All right. So Hank screaming, "I will not give her my daughter's smiles." Mm. Didn't he already bond with her, though?
I'm not sure about that.
I was pretty sure.
I do know. The line absolutely cracked me.
Yeah.
That was...
I mean, it hurt.
That was great writing. I'm not sure who penned that line, but congratulations, sir or ma'am.
That was good stuff. Kara was annoying this episode, though. I felt like she was kind of a douche, man.
Yeah, one of my notes just says, "Kara pissy with everyone.
If you don't stop, I'll stop you." Well, shut up.
What are you going to do? Lock him up? Come on.
It's yeah,
like your friend. I mean, like, are you going to beat his ass? No. What in the ever-loving hell are you actually going to do, Kara? It was a poor attempt.
Yeah. A few episodes ago, you were whining that Oliver didn't like you. Well, guess who's like Oliver? Right. James. Jeez.
I mean, you get her points to some extent. Like, she doesn't want to see
her
friends. Yeah, like, they were heroes to her before and all that. She doesn't want to see her friends get hurt. I feel you. We expect out of someone like Supergirl, we expect them to be a little more magnanimous and kind of understand that, yeah, they don't want to lose those people, but they know where they're coming from. She shouldn't want her friend, and this is, again, if you're wearing that S on your chest, you shouldn't want your friend to have to limit who they are in any capacity. Yeah.
But when she said, "I'll stop you," and he says, "You're welcome to try," I wrote, "Damn, Guardian v. Supergirl."
Right.
Dawn of petulance.
Oh, God, yeah. That's good. Oh, that's good.
By the way, if you can fly, you shouldn't be on such a high horse. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, bedink tone. That's my quick drum hit. I like it though.
Uh huh. Thank you. You know, though, Wynn and James not telling the team where Livewire was, dumb move. Why would you do that?
It was a stupid strategy.
I understand why you do that, but gosh.
Oh, by the way, Wynn early on got me with his introduction to Livewire. Behold, ye mighty and despair.
Yeah.
I love it when they give him big lines like that.
Yeah, that was good. Did you know that most scientists experiment on themselves first? No, I didn't.
Because that doesn't sound like a surreal thing. Works.
I don't think that's true.
I have done at least a brief analysis of the scientific method, and it does not go that way. All right, speaking of science, though, when later, when how, short answer is science.
Yeah, that was good.
That was great.
I enjoyed that. That was awesome. So I actually have here in the car a high horse,
you have a box of high horse
mental, I just wrote James and Winter awesome, screw Kara. Yeah. So you know whose side I was on this episode.
Yeah. And you know, damn well they're going to put them together. I thought it might be after that, but then, you know, it was too early in the episode. It's too early in the arc for her to be on board. I don't think they were going to turn around in one episode. Mm-hmm. They're going to drag it out.
I knew that wasn't happening.
Now I was
just like I knew she was gonna kind of say no to what's his face, Mon-El.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not disappointed with the show for what they did with Supergirl and Guardian. I get that they want to like tease that out for just a little bit longer. I get that. I can roll with that.
Sure.
James's reaction alone to like, well, I guess that's how it's gonna be was fine. But Mon-El, I thought there should have been a little more there. Like she puts nothing out. Like he literally. I don't know that I've ever seen someone in fiction throw themselves out there that hard. Or at least it has to match that 10 out of 10 level of putting yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she gives him nothing. Just nothing. Like, all right, cool, bro. We'll work together. That's cool. Partners.
Yeah. Yay. I mean, I've known girls who did that. Just shut down when you confront them with any amount of emotion.
Oh, yeah. No. Totally. I've totally Mon-El'd this thing before. But you just kind of... Oh, and it is rough. There's a lot of sweating during and after that situation. And before.
Of course, I've had girls do that to me when I'm just like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're having some sort of stroke, I see. Well, good day.
Within the show, I was a little annoyed with it, just because she's been the one pressing this entire time about, like, do you like me? Which is such a fantastically alien way to put that. But she's been doing it the whole time. And then he comes out to her and she just has nothing to offer. Like she hadn't, like it hadn't occurred to her before. That part I didn't like is that she just didn't have anything to say. She's been thinking about this and I felt like the show should have addressed that.
Yeah. I feel like the show should have addressed the fact that she just, you know, suddenly shot James down for no reason at all.
I've been wondering about that too. I really have. Like they haven't bothered with it. And I keep thinking like, man, she's just going to date everyone that's not actually her husband, isn't she? Fail to date everyone that's not actually her husband.
Her husband?
Yeah, well, remember Adam was, you know, her husband. Like, she was actually into that relationship before it ended a little early.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know they got a divorce.
I know, but at the time.
In real life.
At the time, though.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so I think that's all I've got. What you got? Anything else?
Only other thing, I got to talk about Megan and Hank for a second. One, I thought it took a little too long for Hank to decide to save the life of someone who saved his life.
Uh-huh.
But you get good lines. Like, I couldn't bring your people back to life, but I could make you feel less alone.
Mm-hmm.
Again, whoever penned that one, great job.
Sure.
Yeah, so we just get to look forward to some, you know, freaking white Martians coming, right?
I would assume, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was it. Oh, hooray! And James, I'm a little shot. That's all I got.
That's funny, because I thought Wynn was a little shot.
Yeah.
Ba-doop-boom.
Ba-doom-cha-doom.
All right.
I'm going to start recording these in my music room so I can properly support you.
All right. Pretty good episode overall. Look forward to the next week's All right.
We're looking forward to next week's stuff. Clark always makes it look so much fun to have a villain, like a deadly pen pal.
Oh, yeah, that was good. The whole Livewire is kind of her nemesis thing.
It was fun. I like where she left it with Livewire, too.
All right, I'm out. We already see you on screen. You can find every episode at dconscreen.com. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, GiantSizeTeamUp.com. Keep some DC on your screen.